A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the Gospel passage we just heard proclaimed. The Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star. Rising star. Every now and then when I have some free time, I like to look on what's on YouTube, checking railroads, trains, that sort of thing, which is my favorite, checking the news. But there's some other things that come up now and then that catches my attention. And one not too long ago was One Song Stars. These are people who made it big for one song. One known by perhaps the artist, and then you never hear another song from them again. I might be familiar with the song, but certainly not with the artist. And this is true in music and in television and in movies. All of a sudden, there might be a star that might be in a movie or two, but then you never hear anything more about him or her. Their star came on quickly, but quickly faded away. But there are some musicians, some artists, that do last a longer time, and even perhaps past their death, you still might remember songs that they had done. Today, we're asked to remember a particular star, one that light continues to shine brightly within our hearts and in our souls, the light of Jesus Christ the King, the light that has come into the world, and the fullness of his light will come at the end of time. Our gospel passage for today is taken from the gospel account of St. Matthew. It's his account plus Luke that creates what's called the infancy narrative, and we have it from St. Matthew for today. We have in our gospel passage for today three wise men in which scholars believe these were astrologers. They studied the heavens, and in particular, they were looking for a new star that was to come on the horizon. There was an ancient prophecy that said this, that if you saw this new star, you knew that an extraordinary king was on his way. So they brought their things together and went out in search to follow this star, which would take them on a journey. It is estimated that they were traveling perhaps 3 to 4 years, and not because of the old joke, why did it take so long? It's because they were men and did not stop to ask for directions. That was not the reason. But they came from what was considered the far corners of the earth in search of that new king, and the star took them there. But on the way, they encountered King Herod, who was king of Israel at the time. His star had risen, but was not a very good star, and towards the end, it had fallen quite quickly. Herod became so paranoid that he even had 3 of his sons murdered so that they would not ascend the throne. And then when he heard that the Christ child Jesus was born, he told the king's 3 wise men, "You let us know where he is, and then I will pay my homage." We know that he destroyed what's called the Holy Innocents, any male-born children from the age they were born until about 3 years of age. He was that evil. He did not want to see that light come into the world. And if you want to say fortunately, he died in about 4 AD. The wise men continued, and the star took him to the place where Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were. And they who were considered pagan, not believing in God, became believers. This was the king that they were hoping as well would come into the world to bring his light and his kingdom. They offer 3 symbolic gifts. We might wonder what gifts would be presented in this day and age. But at this time, these 3 gifts symbolized who this Christ child Jesus is. He is king. He is Son of God and Son of Man. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they went back to their homes believing that this light, the light of truth, had been revealed to them, and the light of Christ's kingdom was now at hand. The word epiphany means to be made known. It is made known that Jesus Christ is indeed King, Lord, and God. There are so many times throughout history in which civilizations, in which governments, societies try to snuff out this light, try to extinguish it so that you do not believe in God. But now that you've been enlightened by God and his light, we must continue to believe, and the advancement of the Word of God continues. And it's the church's mission to make sure that the light of Christ's truth continues to be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. As these 3 wise men came to worship the newborn king, now it is for us to do the same. We pay him homage, for he is our Lord, our King, and our God. And the light of his truth shines in all of our minds and in our hearts. Let us continue to believe and let that light grow strong within us so that we always be true to the light of Jesus Christ, who came to bring light into the world and scatter the darkness of sin.